We had left off with a story about the wisdom of the people of Israel and the people of Jerusalem. And another story is quoted about a merchant who traveled afar and did a lot of business, made a lot of money, had a lot of servants, and his servants were carrying his wares. And he had one servant who was the boss in charge of all the other servants. Now, this servant was very smart, and this servant also liked to take things that weren't his. He liked to steal. And Chazal say, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Mabeh Avadim, Mabeh Gazel, if you have a lot of servants, then you also have a lot of theft. So this merchant was traveling, and he sensed himself getting ill, and he started realizing he would never make it back to Israel alive. Now, he had an only son, a young son, who was learning in yeshiva. Now, obviously, he left the kid with some money, but now, how's the son going to manage if he's out there in business and all his wares are out there? He has a lot of money, but how's he going to get it all back to his son? Now, he knew that his top servant was unfaithful. And he knew that the second he dies, his top servant is going to take all his goods and run. And when he runs, all the other servants will run. And then all his wealth will be lost. So what's he going to do in order to ensure that his son gets the wealth? So he calls his top servant and he says, look, I want to write a will, bring over a scribe. We're going to bring witnesses and write a will. Now the servant is thinking, when he croaks, I'm taking everything. Now the merchant calls the servant and says, I want you here when I'm writing the will, because I want you to bring the will I want you to bring the will to my son. Now the servant's standing there, and the old man says to the scribe, he says, I want you to write that I am bequeathing all of my wealth to my servant. I want you to write down in my will that I am leaving behind everything for my servant. My son will choose one item. My son will choose one thing from all of my wealth. And that is all. This servant has been faithful to me. I want you to write in the will that he will receive everything. My son is allotted one thing to choose of all the things I own, and the rest goes to my servant. Now the servant was so happy. He said, I could go back to the land of Israel, live legally. I don't have to run. I'm going to have all the wealth anyways. What do I have to go traveling, find a new place to live? So just after the man dies, he takes the will, he takes all the wealth, he takes all the servants, he's in charge now, brings them all into the land of Israel, and comes to the son. The son hears his father dies, he sits in mourning, and afterwards the servant comes to the son. The son says, where's all my father's wealth? So the servant says, I brought it all, but you got to know that it's all mine now. Your father, just before he died, wrote a will in which he said, he's not leaving you with anything. You can only choose one thing. And you tell me what you want. I have your father's kiddush cup. I have a fancy carpet. You choose what you want. But I'm not giving you more than one thing. You choose what it is. Now the son looks at him and says, what? My father left me only one thing? The slave looks at him and says, yep, give me everything. So if you don't believe me, I'll show you your father's signature on the will. So the son takes him to court. And they come to court. And the court looks at the documents. Documents are valid. The son goes to a rabbi and asks him, how could it be? How could it be my father left me with nothing but one thing to choose? What am I supposed to choose? So the rabbi thought, and he said, don't worry, your father took really good care of you. Your father was very smart, and he wrote that contract in a way that would ensure that you'd get all his wealth. Now, he knew that he can't trust this servant, so he wanted to ensure the servant would bring all his wealth back to Israel. So he wrote the contract this way. But there's a Mishnah that says that if a person bequeaths a servant everything but one thing, so if he says, my son gets one thing, then that son could say, I just want the servant. And then you get everything that the servant has. Mashekona eved, kona rabo. Whatever a servant acquires, you acquire. So the next day, the boy comes to court. The judges look. They say, it's a valid document. Everything here is valid. What do you have to say? So the boy says, I just want one thing. I want the servant. Now the servant looks and he says, what? No. You could take a gold ring. You could take a cup. You could take whatever you want. Servants say, no. He's allowed to choose one thing that his father owned. And you are one thing that his father owned. And whatever you have is his. And so the boy received all of his father's wealth. The servant, who didn't, obviously he wasn't learned, he didn't know what he was setting himself up for. We can't know exactly what happened with him ultimately. Maybe the son let him go. After all, the servant did do him a favor. He brought him all the wealth. The servant who had thought to rob his master blind ended up doing his job faithfully, bringing all the wealth home. And the boy had the continued wealth. Now, this is a Mishnah, really. That when a person frees his slave and he says everything but one thing, that one thing, the Mishnah says, let's say a master tells his servant, I'll give you everything but one thing. I love you so much, you can have everything in my house except for one thing, worth a pruta. The Mishnah says, even if he said worth a nickel, he could say, that's what you're worth to me, son. So long as he left himself a loophole, he said, except for one thing, so then he could say, I meant you, you were that one thing. And that's what this guy did. He took advantage of that halachic loophole, tricked the servant into bringing it home. The wisdom stands, gives strength to the wise person better than all the shields a person can have. Here he used the cruel heartedness of the servant to ensure that his wealth made it back home, and that his son, who was smart, a son in Jerusalem, a son in Israel, would really get the family wealth.